time for the wow factor, St. Joe Today with Danielle Crevier. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, there you are. All right. We just had to, you know, anyway. So how are things with you this morning, Danielle?
They're going great. We're getting ready for a really busy weekend, and we're so excited for the return of summer.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've had a quite the wide variety of weather this past week, haven't we? It was really hot, and now it's cool and windy. And
most definitely. We're just ready for anything that isn't the snow word and, you know, in the 50s.
I have to agree with that completely. So let's check in with you and see what is going on. What's the latest?
Definitely. So we want to say a huge thank you. Everyone at St. Joe Today wants to say a huge thank you to everyone who participated in our countdown to summer. That is wrapping up this week. We're giving out our last prize today. But a huge thank you to all the Southwest Michigan businesses and restaurants that donated those gift certificates for this Shop Local program and to everyone who spent dollars in Southwest Michigan. So we are excited to announce our last winner is Dakota Kozak. So congratulations, Dakota. This weekend, to give you a sneak peek of what's coming up, we've got the St. Joe Farmers Market. So that is returning. It is kicking off the season this Saturday. That's going to be held every Saturday, May 29th through October 9th, with the exception of July 10th, from 9 to 2 in Lake Bluff Park. So shoppers will, you know, get homemade goods, locally grown produce, perennials and cut flowers, meats and cheeses, coffee, and so much more. So whether or not you're looking to just grab something for breakfast and stroll the bluff, or you're looking for some, you know, dinner items later that evening, they've got you covered. So head on over to the St. Joe Farmers Market as we kick off our 2021 season. A sneak peek into next week, we've got the Lake Bluff Artisan Fair and Antiques on the Bluff. They're both happening in Lake Bluff Park. Lake Bluff Artisan Fair is returning on Saturday, June 5th from 10 to 5. That'll be on both sides of the St. Joe Farmers Market with over 50 local vendors, anything from home decor, furniture, jewelry, candles, and more. And then come right back on Sunday, and we've got Antiques on the Bluff. That is happening from 10 to 5 as well. That's on June 6th. You can find hidden treasures all along Lake Bluff Park at our premier antique show. Again, over 50 vendors, and this runs the first Sunday of the month, May through October. So June will be our second one. We had a very great turnout for May, and we're so excited to be back this season just hosting events in our community. Also this weekend for the Memorial Day weekend holiday, we've got Round Barn Estate is hosting their Island Spirit Party. That's this Saturday from 11 to 7. They'll be doing Jammin' in the Vineyard on Sunday as well, and some live music on Monday for Memorial Day. But at their Island Spirit Party, you can get a little slice of paradise in Southwest Michigan with some tropical-themed craft cocktails and some live music. So lots of fun always over at Round Barn. Surratt Nature Center is actually opening their Butterfly House this weekend as well on Saturday. Appointments are strongly suggested, and you can visit surratt.org to book. Silver Harbor Brewing and 221 Main are kicking off their Pleasant Street Plaza. That's happening tomorrow night. You can enjoy live music all weekend long. Head on over to Silver Harbor Brewing's Facebook page to see what their lineup is. Another true sign that summer is back is Scooter Joe's Wheel and Water Rentals have returned. So you can head on over downtown on Broad Street, rent a single bike or a tandem or their awesome little Surrey. So you can fit a whole family on there and just kind of tour the downtown. It's a lot of fun over at Scooter Joe's. You can also rent some stand-up paddle boards or kayaks with Third Coast Paddling, and of course the Southwest Michigan Cycle Boat and their Harbor Hopper. So you can visit stjoetoday.com/play for additional wheel and water rentals this weekend. And last, we've got Lemon Creek Winery is hosting their Memorial Weekend Wine and Art Fair. That is happening this Saturday and Sunday, and attendees are going to enjoy a two-day celebration of local art, music, and wine. So, of course, everything we talked about today, you can find online at stjoetoday.com. You can follow us on any of our social media channels, or you can stop in our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe.
Oh, that's great. You know, you're talking about Scooter Joe's. One of my places, favorite places in downtown St. Joe, is just a hop, skip, and a jump from Scooter Joe's. Family likes to go to Cabanas.
Yes, grab some ice cream and hit the road with Scooter Joe's.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea. All right, let's switch gears for just a minute. And on the other line this morning, we have Gary Sisson, a board member of the St. Joseph Junior Foundation. And Gary, maybe you can tell us a little bit about what the St. Joseph Junior Foundation is.
I certainly can, and thank you for having us. St. Joseph Junior Foundation is a sailing school, and we've been doing this for many years. I personally was in the first classes back in the 50s and still associated, having been a student, an instructor, and now a board member. Our classes will be starting this next month after school is out, and we offer classes for children at age 8 on up to 18, and then we also have adult classes as well. Normally, kids will sign up for either 1 week or 3 week sessions, and that goes on through about the middle of August. And the emphasis on learning boating safety, learning to sail, and just plain having fun. And we also have a program in which the kids go to sailing regattas at various venues up and down the lake, and that we enjoy a great deal.
And that's been, you're dealing with youth. That's been going on for years and years and years. I remember seeing that on the river.
Indeed. And oftentimes when the lake is really, really rough and windy, we will retreat up to the turning basin, which is right in front of the hotel. And that's a safe venue when it's really quite rough on the big lake. We do enjoy the kids being going out on Lake Michigan because it's really where the the fun is. And the kids enjoy little races amongst themselves and just during various maneuvers, learn how to tack and sail on various points of sailing. There's a lot of skills that they learn, new terminology, and they go away with a life experience that many of them returned to throughout their entire life.
So I was going to ask you if you've had kids in these classes from years ago that you've seen them turn into adults and have their own sailboats now.
Indeed, that's true, and I am one.
Yeah, you
sure.
Said 1950s, right?
That's right.
Wow, you have right. Seen so many changes in the St. Joe Harbor, haven't you?
Indeed, I have. My parents, when I was actually born, had a large sailboat, and it was moored about where the Coast Guard station is now, and of course, that's no longer allowed. They used to have lots of boats moored right in that area.
All right. Maybe, Gary, you can tell us if people want more information. Maybe they have a young man or young lady that kind of shows an interest in sailing, or they just want their kids to get out of the house during the summer. Where can they find information at? I see you have an internet address.
We do indeed. And it's sjjf.org. And at that point, they can see many of the offerings of the classes, as well as the registration portion that they can actually sign up their kids for the class that they wish to be in. Some of the classes are beginning classes, and some of them are more advanced, and even one that we call a racing class, that's for the more advanced kids.
So it's just not a one-year thing and then you're done, so you can come year after year and advance in the classes. Is that correct?
That is correct. And we see quite a few of the kids, they start as beginners in some of our little boats. The thing about it is we follow the U.S. Sailing teaching program, and all of our instructors are U.S. Sailing certified instructors. They also are skilled in CPR and first aid and, all the safety features of teaching. And so we're quite confident that the students will be in good hands with our instructors.
Oh, that's great. Again, folks listening, if you want to check out more information, the website is sjjf.org. It's the St. Joseph Junior Foundation, and we've been speaking to Gary Sisson, who is a board member. Gary, thank you very much for checking in with us. It was very informative, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Spencer. Appreciate it.
All right. We want to thank Danielle for calling in as well and telling us all the neat things that are going on in St. Joseph. You know, Danielle, you're still on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the thing I was really excited about this morning was that new park going in where the old water tower was.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a really great addition, and we're just really excited for all the, you know, new things that we'll bring.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and Danielle, you have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Spencer.
All righty. Bye-bye.